The City Quick Connect podcast is brought to you by the Municipal Association of South Carolina.
Hey everyone, this is Russell Cox, editor of the Municipal Association of South Carolina's Uptown publication, and today I am here with not one, not two, but three association staff. It's the field services managers. We have with us here in alphabetical order, Charlie Barineau. Charlie, how are you today?
Hey Russell, I'm doing great.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Ashley Callahan, how are you?
Hey Russell, glad to be here.
Oh, I am thrilled to have you guys here. We haven't done this in a while. And our newest field services manager, Naomi Reed. Naomi, how are you?
Doing good, Russell.
So we are here to talk about field services at the Municipal Association on the occasion of our newest field services manager joining us. So Naomi, can you, by way of introducing you, when was your first day here? Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. So I started with the Municipal Association on July 10th, so going on a month on August 10th. Before that, I worked with the City of Fountain Inn as the Assistant City Administrator and Finance Director, but I've held several titles during my time there. So for 17 years, I was everything from the business license clerk to permit tech to city clerk.
So just every position they have.
Correct.
Okay. I'm curious, what is your hometown?
I was born in Paterson, New Jersey, but I don't know much about it because we only stayed there for 2 years. My parents are military, so I call Columbia, South Carolina home.
Okay.
That's where I spent high school and my college years.
So for field services, the three of you travel the state taking technical assistance questions, working with municipal officials around the state. So the state is divided into three territories, one for each of the three of you. And Ashley, the last time we did this, you described yours. This was when you started. You described yours as far north as Charleston County, as far west as Aiken County, and as far south as Jasper County, the tip of the state. Is that perfect little triangle? Is that still how you describe yours?
Yes, that is still how I refer to it. And I try not to refer to it as the low country because a lot of people have a very narrow view of what the low country is. So really, it's the southern coastal region of our state.
Southern coastal region. Charlie, how do you describe yours?
Well, if Ashley has the southern coastal region, I guess I have the northern coastal region. So I have Georgetown and Horry counties. And then I come inland through the Midlands, through the PD and Santee Lynch's area, all the way up into the Catawba region as far as Rock Hill.
What would you say is the westernmost municipality in your area?
I would assume that would be Clover, would be my guess, somewhere up in there, Tekakwitha.
Okay. And so if you're mentally imagining the state of South Carolina right now, then you know that for Naomi, this leaves the upstate.
That's correct. So I listened to the other podcast and I heard Jeff Jacker, the former field service manager, say he has everything west of the Broad River. So if nothing's changed, I'm assuming that's what I have.
There is, for those of you listening who want to know, who don't know who your field services manager is with the Municipal Association, we have a map on the website, www.masc.se. If you search for field services, it shows what we just described, the state divided into these three areas, and the contact information for all three of you. Can we talk, for those who are not familiar, about the purpose of field services since its creation, and it's been around for a while, 2008.
Yeah, so, you know, we bring the technical resources of the Municipal Association out into the field. So it's our goal, the three of us, to visit multiple times during the year, the 271 cities, no matter how big or small, throughout the year. We answer technical assistance calls, you know, from everything from business license to form of government, And we facilitate planning and strategic planning and goal setting meetings mm-hmm. for them, provide training resources to not only the municipal council and staff, but some of their planning boards as well.
We assembled some of the numbers for the 2023 annual report of the association. So it's not a calendar year. It is May 1st of 2022 until April 30th of 2023. So it's still 12 months leading up to when it gets published for the annual meeting. And the numbers that were developed this past year for all of field services were 4,665 total municipal contacts, and that includes 3,535 technical assistance contacts and 637 visits or networking contacts. Does that feel right for those of you who have been tearing up the lanes this past year?
Yeah, I think it feels right. But looking at you know, the highest number, I'm surprised that freedom of information and ethics, we didn't have more. That was pretty much, in my memory, one of the top things we get called and asked about. So that I would include that, you know, as well as, you know, certainly American Rescue Plan, business licensing, finance and human resources are up there, but so are questions related to the ethics and Freedom of Information Act.
For the South Carolina Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, as it is affectionately known, what would you say, Ashley, have been the things you have been seeing questions about of late?
Yeah, a lot of towns struggle with, you know, how to respond to the increasing number of FOIA requests they receive. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of questions about what information can we give, what information should we redact. So, because most of the cities that we deal with more routinely are your smaller communities that really mm-hmm. don't have the staff to handle some of the large influx of requests they're receiving.
In addition to the requests, I mean, just the part of the Freedom of Information Act, just simple agenda, mm-hmm. meeting notice, information, and a lot of executive session questions. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we need to state this, word this in executive session? Can this be discussed in executive session or not? Do we post an agenda for our work session? I mean, those are all common. And, of course, the answer to that is yes.
Are you pointing them often to the South Carolina Press Association guide on FOIA?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. As long as the association's website, www.masc.sc, tremendous resources mm-hmm. on our association site.
And that is the one thing. We list it alongside our publications. It's the Press Association that puts it together, but we list it right along with all of our stuff because it is such a key resource for that. Charlie, you alluded to this, like the council training sessions, meetings, strategic planning. Can you talk more about what all goes into those? I always love the photos of you with the tear sheets.
Yeah, the goal setting session, I guess, is just something that has evolved through the years. And it's a couple hour session where we're just typically we would hope to hold that 4 to 6 months in advance of their budget development. And it's trying to get the council to get on the same page as far as the items that they would like to accomplish mm-hmm. over the coming 12 to 18 months. It sometimes is very informal, and so it's a good bonding exercise, in mm-hmm. my opinion, for the mayor, council, and staff to try to get on the same page.
One thing that occurs to me right now, we recently finished the annual meeting where we recognized the Municipal Association Achievement Award winners and distributed the great big silver cup trophies, but there are also presentations that happen at the council meetings.
That's right. It's something that we do. We, you know, really like to go and visit the communities and go to their council meetings. And even though they've been formally awarded, this trophy at the association. It's really good to bring that back home to each individual council meeting, let the public, you know, see the good work they've done. And so we get to go there and recognize them in person and in their hometown. It's always a really good field service activity that we do.
Have you scheduled any of those yet?
I have. I've scheduled both of mine. I think Naomi has the
I have one
most
tomorrow.
Of hers.
Wes Pelzer. So
Wes Pelzer. Yes. Blake Sanders.
That's
they
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking today about both Naomi and Ashley are wearing orange today. And as a Clemson graduate, that was fun for me. But Blake Sanders, the mayor of Wes Pelzer, the work he does with Clemson University, he is often seen in that iconic orange blazer of his.
Yeah.
So if you wear orange tomorrow, you can have a lot of orange in that photo.
Right. To be clear, I am no Clemson fan.
It was incidental orange.
That's right.
She just likes the color. While we're going through some of the questions, Naomi, the relatively brief time you've been here
right.
so far, what could you say about these sort of questions that have been coming to you already?
I'll say same FOIA questions has come to me. I think when people know about my background in finance, I've been hit with a lot of finance mm-hmm. questions.
They are happy to know you have a finance background.
Yes. so I've been had a lot of ARPA related questions, and from our smaller communities, even the question, do I need a budget? Has been a question that I thought was interesting, that's even a question. So being able to help with that has been really a good opportunity for me to get out there and meet some of the smaller communities.
Now, what about the question about how you go about amending your budget?
I've not received that question yet, but
you will.
I'm sure. I've not received it, which was strange because typically right after budgets are passed, mm-hmm.
they already
immediately
want,
get amended. So. But I've not received that question yet.
Many of the materials that the association puts together find their way into the welcome packets that you all deliver to newly elected officials. Could you talk a little about that?
Yeah. So, and we're going to be very busy with that, as this is the largest number of elections are held on odd number years in mm-hmm. November. And so we're going to see a number of municipal elections this fall. And so we will track that, and as those occur and folks are sworn in, we'll bring them a folder of materials, almost like a welcome packet, as you said, and mm-hmm. we will bring them a copy of the association handbook for elected officials. And so it's just resources to try to get them familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, Naomi, and I will also, if requested, we can help with a kind of an orientation.
Mm-hmm.
We will do that virtually in the spring of next year. But if you would like for us to bring that to the municipality, we're happy to help with an orientation of those new elected officials.
One thing that I enjoy learning about is when you all are catching the elected officials where they are. You will track them down sometimes at town hall sometimes. You've tracked people down in a field while they were working the tractor, haven't you?
We have. I mean, everything from meeting at the library to the farm tractor to mm-hmm. A local convenience store. I've met in a number of officials their home. They've mm-hmm. invited me into their home for a conversation. You know, we get to learn a lot about the cities and towns that we work for.
There is no barrier to getting you to come to them, essentially.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie and I went together to, was that Donald's?
That's right.
And we actually got to go on a field trip. So we hopped in a council member's pickup truck and we went and saw a few sites in Donald's. So that was exciting.
It was described as the local landmarks, wasn't it?
Yes.
Of Donald's. Yes. So what are the local landmarks of Donald's?
Well, they're very hopeful to improve their playground and their park that they mm-hmm. had, and possibly some renovations to the town hall. But they were a hometown economic development grant winner where
mm-hmm.
they just built a market cover that's adjacent to the town hall that they're very proud of. So
this is mostly a question for Ashley and Charlie. So all of you have been well in the world of municipal government before becoming field service managers. So What could you say from all of the expertise you had at the time you came into this position? What have you learned in this job that you didn't know coming in?
Well, and expertise is an interesting word. I consider myself an expert of nothing. You know, as former managers and administrators are more of jack of all trades, right? Mm-hmm. So, well, what I've learned about more about the association itself is just how many small communities the state has. I mean, the majority of our small of our towns are very small, mm-hmm. 1,000 in population or under. Mm-hmm. So it's very eye-opening to me how much the field services impacts the daily administration of a lot of these smaller communities, and really just how much these mayor, council members, and a municipal clerk is having to do to keep that town in operation, and mm-hmm. and what an impact we have on assisting them.
What would you say have been times that you were able to have a valuable impact that surprised you?
I would say definitely helping them keep up with the regulatory requirements, whether it's submitting, you know, their annual report for ARPA, whether it's ensuring they're getting their quarterly tax payments in to their audit, getting it submitted to the state treasurer's office in a timely manner so their local government fund monies are not withheld. Mm-hmm. Really keeping them abreast of all of those deadlines, mm-hmm. so that they aren't really, you know, penalized or withheld any of their funds that many of them so desperately need.
Okay.
And I think because we have a state, a larger regional, and in some aspect, I mean, certainly we are a team, and so we're sharing stories throughout the state. Mm-hmm. We can then share those successes that we've seen with an elected official or staff member that's struggling, and we can say, well, go visit X town and mm-hmm. get that to inspire you. So hopefully we've inspired some to, because it's daunting. It being a municipal leader, patience is a virtue in this in this role. You're not going to change it, and I think that's the thing that I see typically particularly with new elected officials that frustrates them the most, that mm-hmm. they want to make change so fast, and that's just not going to happen mm-hmm. typically in municipal government. And so to find a community to say, go here and be inspired, and then to slowly watch them bring those ideas back to their town, mm-hmm. It is exciting.
And speaking of inspiration, in Charlie's case in particular, so we love to follow Charlie Barano's social media, because just about whatever town you are in, we get photos of cool things happening in that town. Just recently, some of the ones that jumped out to me. Town of Lakeview. They have a new Lakeview, South Carolina mural with a very well-done alligator on it. Town of Is it Clio or Clio?
Clio,
okay. Town of Clio, street-side flower boxes. And speaking of pronunciation, in the town of...
I believe that the locals pronounce it Van Wyck. Mm-hmm. I believe that is the correct. But, you know, I've heard everything from Van Wyck to Van Wyck. Mm-hmm. But I believe it is Van Wyck.
You've had that conversation about pronunciation in what I believe is still the newest municipality in South Carolina.
That is correct.
ADA access at Troy Town Hall. Hanging baskets and pole banners in King Street. I have family from there. King Street is just above the town of Lane, where my grandfather, Francis Shire, he was town clerk in town of Lane for decades. So shout out to the town of Lane. And I learn about what's happening in the town of Lane thanks to Charlie.
Yeah, and I mean, I do that on my own personal, but it's trying to just say, you know, hey, let's celebrate these small achievements, and, mm-hmm. and maybe another community sees that and says, well, I can do it too. So mm-hmm. It just takes a minute.
and it's fun.
Yeah.
So, Naomi, how much have you been on the road so far?
Quite a bit. The annual meeting kind of impacted how much I was able to get out on the road. But I've been to, I'll say, about 10 different mm-hmm. municipalities in the past 3 weeks. So tomorrow I plan to, Wednesday, I plan to do Spartanburg County. So hit a few of them. So I'm just looking forward to meeting all the lovely people in the upstate and making some connections.
Were you able to make a lot of first introductions at the annual meeting in Greenville?
Being able to start and then have that annual meeting right after mm-hmm. Starting, that was, to me, really valuable as a new employee. So being able to put faces with names was in the first 2 weeks was really helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the predecessor in your position, Jeff Shacker, had an enormous personality. Are they going to be looking for that personality from you?
Well, they call me the new Jeff. Jeff, I know him as well, and I have some big shoes to fill, but mm-hmm. I do have a different style, so mm-hmm. so hopefully I'm able to fill those shoes, but with my own flair.
I like it. Yeah. Very good. So I can reiterate, if you don't know who your field service manager is, it's on the website, www.masc.sc, and final thoughts from all of you. Anything?
I would say if you're listening to this podcast and you're a city or town that hasn't taken advantage of some of the resources we offer that Charlie mentioned earlier, some of the goal settings, some of the individualized trainings we'll come in and do for either council or a planning commission, take advantage of those. Mm-hmm. They're available to you, and we're happy to come and pull those together.
Well, Charlie, Naomi, Ashley, I thank you all.
Thank you, Russell.
Appreciate it.
The City Quick Connect podcast is one of several ways the Municipal Association keeps you informed of the opportunities and issues impacting South Carolina cities and towns. Learn more at www.masc.sc and stay up to date with the Association's latest happenings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.